It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Denver suburb of Greenwood Village drew protest last night after its city council voted to defy a statewide police accountability law. The city voted earlier this month to defend and protect police officers in civil wrongdoing cases, even though a new state law specifically prohibits localities from doing so. More than 200 people gathered at City Hall Monday night for music and marching. Laria Edwards is part of a black singing group called Spirit of Grace that performed Monday. She says she's glad people were calling on the city council to rescind its decision.
I don't quite understand what would make somebody say, no, they should be allowed to be racist. They should allow to be held unaccountable.
Alex Zarnico says she's not happy about the city's measure, but that she's glad that the state has taken action toward police accountability.
They're already making changes in the law, and I'm just hoping that that continues. And obviously, the ideal here is equality.
The protest group completed their march shortly before 10 o'clock last night. Colorado is adding another layer to its election cybersecurity. A new 5-person team will work with counties to protect their local election systems from cyber attacks and is funded mostly by federal dollars. It will be headed by a former official from the Department of Homeland Security. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says disinformation and cyber attacks pose a real threat to U.S. elections.
When we are in the COVID-19 crisis, there is a tendency to drop the ball on the fact that Russia is actively trying to undermine our democracy.
Protections for Colorado public land are being considered as amendments in a U.S. House defense budget bill. Colorado Democrat Diana DeGette wants a wilderness designation added to the bill, while fellow Representative Joe Neguse is offering a plan to protect more than 400,000 acres of public land in Colorado and establish Camp Hale, where the 10th Mountain Division trained, as a National Historic Landscape.
Future generations will be able to learn about the history of the 10th Mountain Division, appreciate these sacrifices of our service members, and enjoy outdoor recreation opportunities.
Republican Representative Scott Tipton opposes both measures. He says they won't strengthen national defense and that banning mining in protected areas would make the U.S. more reliant on China for critical minerals. Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have slightly cooler temperatures today and the chance for thunderstorms through the afternoon and into this evening. This is CPR News.